When the Grand Rapids band Ghost Heart plays live, it's a performance spectacle. As part of Songs from Studio East, Michigan Radio's Emily Fox sat down with the band's lead singer and lyricist to talk about Ghost Heart's latest album.
You have to check out the rhythm section of this band. I guess you could call it a drum kit. I mean, it has your standard snares and cymbals, but it also has a bike wheel popping out the back. And instead of being tucked way back behind the band, this thing is front and center when Ghost Heart performs, and everyone in the band gets involved. At points, the whole band gathers around the drum kit, and everyone is adding some sort of percussion element to the music. And the music really comes to life when vocalist and lyricist Tim Broderick adds in some samples and sings along legato line. Tim now joins me in the studio. And Tim, I'm curious what your songwriting process is like. I mean, what comes first? A beat, a lyric, a melody, or something else?
Yeah, usually I come in with some sort of like rhythm idea and a vocal melody, and we just kind of like base things off of that. Generally, Ced and I do the drumming. We'll start with that sort of basic rhythm that I bring in, and then he'll kind of like learn that rhythm, and then we'll start playing together, and then we start branching off of that vocal melody with the guitars. And it's really just all of us getting on the same page as far as like feel of the song.
So let's talk about samples for a second. One of your songs, you incorporate whale sounds into it. So at one point in the music writing process, do you decide, yes, this song needs a sample in it?
I like all of our songs to have some kind of sample in it, just to add to the sort of atmospheric sound that we kind of try and go for. Most of the samples are just my voice chopped up and sort of processed. Other times, like, I've sampled birds before and whales.
In one of your songs that I think you really capture that atmospheric element is the song Circadian Rhythm. There's this mysterious instrumental break towards the end of the song. And the song finishes with you singing, "Come take it out, won't you come take it out?" So what's happening here in the song? I mean, what is the story or scene that you're trying to create with the music and lyrics?
That's one of those sections in our songs that are my favorite parts of our songs. They're just long, and they just have this like meditative feeling to them. The lines "come take it out" are, I love the idea, and I've heard bands in the past like do this before. They use that like reoccurring line where it's, you know, they just say the line over and over, and it becomes like this sort of hypnotic trance like part of the song, and that just sort of like blended naturally with that long, drawn out sort of, you know, meditative section there.
Ghost Heart's having a vinyl release show in Grand Rapids on Saturday. And I think it's kind of interesting that during this digital age when people can download songs for free in seconds, vinyl is still kind of hip. I mean, why do you think that is?
I think that just music lovers go for the vinyl. The four of us, like, we pretty much exclusively just buy vinyl.
But what is it about vinyl that has kind of gone through the test of time?
I think it just sort of forces you to sit down and listen to the music, you know? You can plug your phone in and listen to Pandora and an endless stream of music comes on, but for vinyl you have to take the record out, put the needle on, and really listen to it.
I've been speaking with Tim Broderick of Ghost Heart. They're launching the vinyl release of their latest album, The Effigy, with a show at the Powder Room in Grand Rapids on Saturday. If you can't catch them live, you can check out a video of Ghost Heart performing live in our studios here at Michigan Radio as part of our Songs from Studio East series. Check it out at michiganradio.org or on our YouTube channel.